I'm curious, guys. So last night I was out and about a little bit. I was riding my bike. I have a bike that I brought, and I don't know if you guys know Ross Adams, who's the executive director here. He bikes like 250 miles a week, I think. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, I don't know if I've done that ever, like collectively, but I like to bike around, and I was biking around, and I went across the street, and then I was like, I'm going to go through the tunnel. And I was like, this will be kind of fun. So I zipped into the tunnel, and as soon as I got into the entrance, you can't see the other side. And there was a small group that was over there, and they were just finishing up. And I asked, I forget your name, I asked Luke, where are you guys at? Sorry, I'm interrupting. And he said, we're just about ready to pray. And I was like, oh, I ruined it. But they invited me to pray with him, which was just really sweet. So thank you guys for that. And as I'm around this week, I don't expect it, but if you would like to invite me into just hang out with your small group, eat lunch with you, just be around, I'd love to do that. Or if there's a way that I can pray for you, I'd love to know about that kind of stuff. Somebody share with me just a 20-second story, testimony of something that's good about between when we had chapel last and right now. So what have you guys learned? What have you seen? What has God shown you? Just 20 seconds, real quick. Like, I'd love to hear a couple people's. This is, God showed me this thing, either in his word, that would be awesome, in his creation, that would be awesome, in the community that you're in, what you got? Yeah. You guys did personal devos? You were in John 6 today, right? There's a lot in that. We're going to cover a little bit of it today and the rest of it tonight. There's a lot in that. Okay, so that was a sweet time. Awesome. What else? Did he take yours? Go ahead. Yeah, you're looking at me. Are you thinking of something? Okay, that's okay. I get it. Anybody else? Something just between last night and today, something that was good. Yeah. Say it again. You finally fell asleep. I had a little trouble falling asleep too, and that's okay. Sometimes when I fall asleep, I think about and I can worry about things. Is anybody else a worrier when you're trying to sleep? Okay, so God tells us to cast our worries or cast our anxiety on him. So when you're trying to go to sleep, it might be easier tonight because you're a little sleep deprived and you're going to be outside today. But if you're sitting there and you think about what you're worried about, just give it to him and say, this is, you're bigger than me, your ways are bigger than my ways, and so Lord, can you take this for me? And I bet I've had that experience before. He'll help you fall asleep. All right, so keep sharing that. We're going to take time in chapel as we go to just talk about, like, I'd love to hear updates, little short testimonies. If you're staying in your small group, in your chapel group, cabin group, do that too. But I get encouraged by that stuff, so make sure you're sharing it with me. So today, we're going to be in John 6, but we have a lot that we need to catch up from John 1 to John 6. So we ended John 1, 13, and one of the coolest, and I think one of my favorite Christmas stories. You guys love any Christmas stories? Maybe you watch Christmas movies, you're super into it. Who watches Christmas movies like year-round? They're just so into Christmas. Christmas in July is coming up. My favorite Christmas verse comes from John 1, 14. And we didn't read it last night, but it says this, "And the Word, capital W, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." And so from John 1, 14 all the way to 1, 6, there's lots of cool things that happened. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus by telling people of his goodness. Jesus calls his disciples, his 12 disciples. Jesus performed his first sign in chapter 2. John chapter 2, does anybody know what it was? Go ahead. Yeah, he was at the wedding in Cana, and he turned water into wine. And then he cleanses the temple. He has a late-night conversation with a Pharisee. Does anybody know that Pharisee in John 3 that he talks to? His name was Nicodemus. That's what you're going to say. And that conversation turns into the most well-known verse in all of Scripture. We're going to talk about it later this week. Jesus, he has a beautiful encounter with a woman at a well. In chapter 4, he heals a sick boy. And then he healed a paralyzed man in chapter 5. So there's a lot of stuff. We're not going through the whole book of John, but there's a lot of stuff that you guys should go back and look at. It's just some beautiful things. So today, we're going to be talking about Jesus' first of 7 I am statements. So his first one is, I am the bread of life. So we're going to be in John 6. We're going to be talking about I am the bread of life, where Jesus says that and what that means for us. That's today's chapel, this morning and this evening. We're going to split it up a little bit. But before we get into that, I'm curious, I have a question to ask you guys. Have you ever had something that you've been so focused on, that you've gotten into, you've been so interested in, that you just can't think about anything else? Does anybody have any examples of that? Would you be willing to share it? Yeah, in the black shirt, yeah.
My model cars.
Go ahead, what?
My model cars.
Model cars, okay, what else? Super, like super hyper focus on that book. That's good. What else?
I just got an Xbox and I had to wait all day to get it.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, you can get so focused on those things, you're like, I just have wasted my whole day. My legs are numb from sitting here. What else? Yeah. Yep. What'd you say? Miracle Camp. That's a great answer. Miracle Camp. Yeah. So, it's just something that you're so into. Let me share with you one of my things. Does anybody know what these things are here? This bag of these circle things. I'll let you pick one out of it if you can guess what it is. I'll let you pick five out of it if you can guess what it is. They're not poker chips. Not erasers. They were cool when I was a kid. I'm 39 years old, you guys, and so this was long ago. I haven't heard it yet, so I'm going to tell you what it is. No, let me tell you what it is. These are a thing called Pogs. Have you heard of Pogs? When I was a kid, have you guys in the back heard of Pogs before? All right, so I'm the oldest officially. So these things are called Pogs, and they were a game that came out when I was like in fifth grade. And I was so into them. These actually aren't mine from back then. I got them at Goodwill because I was like, oh, I remember those. I had this 6-foot-tall Pog holder. I had this case to hold Pogs in. I had slammers that were, like, just awesome. I had Pog boards. You guys have no idea what any of that stuff means, but I want to play you a video, and actually, if you guys can help me with that. So the next slide, there's a video advertisement for Pogs. These were great graphics in the 90s, by the way. All right, so now you guys like are super, you want to get into Pogs, right? Thank you. Thank you for keeping it real with me. So like when I was a kid, I saw that. I had, my cousin was into it. I had some other friends that they were talking about Pogs. We brought it to school and it was the thing to do, which is kind of silly. But like a year later, maybe even less, I forgot about them. And a couple of years later, my mom got rid of them. She's just like, you're not doing anything with this. Let's throw it out. And so I got these just for nostalgia's sake. But if I'm honest, I haven't even taken them out of the bag when I got them from Goodwill. So Pogs, maybe you have something similar, but we can have the tendency to get into something and get so focused on something. And we're going to talk about that. That's a little bit of what Jesus talks about and he addresses in John 6 here. There's a quote by a guy that I often come back to. His name's C.S. Lewis, and this is from a book of his called The Weight of Glory, and he says this about our desires, the things that we get into, the things we focus on. He says this, he says, our Lord, Jesus, finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures fooling about with drink and sex and ambition and infinite, when infinite joy is offered us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at sea. We are far too easily pleased. So he's just saying, we can get into these things. We can get so focused on a book, and that can be a good thing. We can get so focused on a friend. We can get so focused on relationships, the things that please us, but we can miss that God is the one who gave us those things. We can compromise and focus on the gift and not the giver of those gifts. Have you guys been in that situation before? Maybe you're just realizing it now, but maybe it's been through, like, I've read that book too long, or I've had an Xbox binge for too long. I knew a guy who played Xbox for 15 hours one time, and I was like, how could you, that should be illegal. How could you do that? Almost any movie or story we read, the best thing that can happen to a character is that they either win, they find true love, or they accomplish a goal, all of which can define the person, and that becomes their identity. And we can unintentionally celebrate those things, But Jesus addresses that in this section of Scripture. So let's read it together in John 6, 1 through 9. Who wants to read 1 through 9 for me, nice and loud? In the back corner, do you want a microphone? I'm going to bring you a microphone. All right. Pass it down. Thank you. Tell us your name and then read John 6, 1 through 9. This is the ESV. You can read it in your Bible translation if you want. What's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe, thanks for raising your hand. All right, Zoe, go ahead.
After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of
Tiberias. Tiberias. Yeah, you're good.
And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up to the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200
denarii,
a day's wage worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has five bare barley loaves and two fish, but what are they for so many?"
Thank you, Zoe. Let's hear it for Zoe. You can pass that mic back. So we're going to keep going, but I'm going to read just to kind of summarize a little bit. So as we go in John chapter 6, 10, it says this, then it says that Jesus had the people sit down, and there was about 5,000 people, but that's actually, they say, the number of men that were there, so there was probably a couple thousand more at least. He took the loaves from this little boy, and he gave thanks. He distributed them to those who were seated. So if someone's like, your parents are like, okay, sit down at the dinner table, you can think, okay, like, yeah, I need to sit down because that's when you get food. So those people that were seated, and so also the fish, and as much as they wanted. And then when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, nothing will be lost." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When Jesus saw they had when that had been done, that sign had happened, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." So then Jesus, he notices the crowd, and he notices that they are starting to like see him for who he is. And it says that he perceived that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king. So Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. So we see a couple things in here. First, Jesus is feeding the 5,000. It's the fourth of Jesus' 7 signs and miracles throughout the book of John. So it's the only miracle that's mentioned in all 4 Gospels, which is kind of cool. And it just tells us that there's nothing impossible with Jesus. So there's a couple things that the disciples did. What did Philip do? What did Philip do? That was the first person that Zoe read about. What did Philip do in that section of Scripture? What did he say? He started talking about a day's wage, right? He said, okay, we don't have enough money. This is going to cost like 8 months' worth of wages. And so how are we going to handle this? And then Andrew, he's got a little bit of faith. It's shaky, but he says there's a boy that has something to offer. And so we can probably use these loaves and fish. What also is cool is there are leftovers. Okay, does anybody know the start of the Lord's Prayer? How does it start? When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he didn't say that you're supposed to say these words every single time you pray, but he says you can say it like this. You can say, how does it start? Yep, our Father who art in heaven. Keep going. Yep. Wait, so hallowed be thy name. And keep going. You did it right. I just didn't hear you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yep. And then give us this day our what? Everybody say it, our daily bread. What is Jesus referring to when he says that? Like, is God blessing us if we don't get bread each day? I don't know if I ate bread yesterday. I'll say God's not with me. What is he referring to when he says our daily bread there? What is he referring to? Say it again. Help. Yeah, so it's his providence, and he's referring to back in Exodus. And we don't have time to talk through it a ton, but have you guys read the story of God's people wandering in the wilderness where they didn't have any food, and so God provided them bread from heaven? What's that bread called? Does anybody know? You could say it, manna. So he provided manna from heaven. And so when we hear this bread that Jesus is talking about, when we think about our daily bread, we're supposed to be reminded of this. And what's so sweet is every day that they had bread, they couldn't take enough for the next day, but there were leftovers here, which I love. And then immediately they wanted to make him their king. So we're going to skip down to verse 25, but I would encourage you guys at some point also to read maybe today this section that we're skipping, and it's sweet to see it in Mark 6. So I'll just say that. If you want to ask me why later, you can. So we're going to skip to verse 16, and in verse 16, I'm sorry, verse 25, that's right, verse 25. They found him on the other side of the sea. This is a day later. And they say, Rabbi, when did you come here? And actually, I'm going to kind of summarize this. So the crowd is seeking Jesus because why? Why are they seeking Jesus? They're hungry. It's the next day. They want more food. So they want more food. Jesus tells them that they don't need to work for the kind of food that they're hungering for as much as they need food that endures eternally. They ask Jesus, how can they do that? How can that work? What can they do to do the work of God? And Jesus says, the work that you need to do is just believe. Did you guys catch that? We can often think, what's the right thing that I can do to get God? What's the thing I can do to get God's favor? What's the thing I can do to make sure that I have a secure place in heaven? And we expect it to be all these kind of works, these works. But Jesus says that you just need to believe. So they then ask him, what kind of sign or work will Jesus perform, like bread from heaven? And I imagine at the time, Jesus is like, wait a minute. So they're asking him, like, you know, Moses performed these signs, and he had bread that came from heaven. So Moses did all that. Jesus, what are you going to do? And he's got to think, like, just yesterday, did you not notice the fish and the loaves that were multiplied? And, like, that was a sign, but they don't take notice of that. And so he then says that it's the bread of God that I give from heaven and that gives life to the world. And the crowd responds with such a sweet response. It says in verse 34 that they said to him, Sir, give us this bread always. As we continue on in verse 35, Jesus then says, the section that we're focusing on for today, he says,